Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that burger flow. Father Fortenberry's grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping nerd, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing more than new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Life. Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It is Monday and we've had a heck of a weekend around here. Boy, we've had a busy, busy weekend.
How busy?
We got a good show for y'all tonight. Hopefully the audio's good. I think I checked it just before. Yeah, it looks like I see some audio going on there. We got Neon Blue Pigs, and these are not the kind that fly through the air. You're going to want to hear about this story. It's hurricane season, but they can't make their mind up where this hurricane's going or where it might end up. Vikings cheerleaders, they need a hurricane to take care of that problem up north. And it's National Couples Day. Marty and I spent Friday night as a couple. We kicked some real butt, and it's National Fajita Day. So I'm probably more excited about fajita day. Although I did not eat fajitas today because I didn't know till just a little bit ago. Father Fortenberry, you look like the type of guy who eat fajitas every day.
I am celebrating National Thruples Day. Everybody goes back, we learn what thruples are.
You got a thruple?
Thruple. National Thruples Day, everybody. Now that's it. I'm done.
Oh, okay. DW in the house.
That's Gary.
I got a girl. Oh,
hey, Gary's in the house.
Hey, I'm doing fine. You sort of messed
speaking
up.
Speaking of thrubbles,
yeah.
It's amazing we even went live on time.
So a threaded couple here.
I mean, yeah.
You're whoa.
A threaded couple. It's a thruple. Isn't that what that is?
A threaded couple.
What are you threaded with?
I don't know. Is that like PVC? You use it on PVC pipes and stuff? Is it like pipe dope?
Like a coupler? It's like threaded coupler day?
Yeah, maybe? Threaded coupler day.
Okay, DW, there we go. Got real DW.
You can't say pipe
that
dope.
That was a fake DW.
Arkansas, you get excited. You start talking about pipe dope.
I know.
Get them
It gets real sticky too. You know?
I feel like Nelly, y'all. It's hot in. Hot in here.
There may be hurricanes.
So hot outside. There. So hot.
Marty Marr.
Oh, Marty. What's up? Marty looks scary, boy.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing today?
Marty seen a ghost.
It wasn't a bad Monday today.
He wanted to know why he looks so red on cameras, because you are red. Boom.
Oh my gosh, he's sunburned. That's that pepper I ate the night.
Actually, that looks up there way redder
before
than it does.
Before we even get going, how damn hot was it today?
Man, it was hot. Too hot.
So hot. How hot was it?
Hotter than two rats fornicating a wool sock. I'll tell you now.
It wasn't hot as this pepper. Anybody wants to
what try kind of pepper is that?
Well, hold on. Let me get my camera right here.
That's scorpion. It's hotter than chicken grease.
All right.
It's hot.
So since it's National Couples Day, we're going to talk about that. Friday night, if you guys missed it, Marty and I were a couple on Doc Martinez, old fashioned ways. Plus,
I did miss it.
Yeah. So we were going up against another famous YouTube couple, the Baker Strings. And we may or may not like beat them pretty easily. I think they thought we cheated.
Yeah, probably did.
Marty, for some reason, can't do rock, paper, scissors.
You couldn't either.
I did.
The timing was off.
But I was looking away. You were looking right at it, waiting for Troy to do something, and then you'd do the opposite.
That's right.
That's a lie.
You can think that fast?
Hey, no, man, he shouldn't throw his sign out there.
But we had some really good. If you won, you got the good pours. If you lost, you got bad pours. And at the end, the last punishment was that you had a scorpion and a scorpion pepper. And I ate a scorpion. I ate a whole scorpion and chased it with whatever that was a dickel tobacco. Say,
scorpion pepper or a scorpion?
No, I told scorpion.
Like
Marty literally took this. I can't even make out small of the scorpion pepper.
They probably got that on their own.
I heard Terry ate a scorpion cricket.
It was not smaller than a cricket. It was a whole scorpion.
First thing, scorpion.
Definitely too, Jamie. Crawling around.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch this because I failed my couple over here. But it wasn't alive, was it?
It was a snow.
No, it was dead. It was dried up. But it was huge. It was
if this cricket would have got loose from you.
That cricket was that big as my head. Look. It was as big as my head right here.
It could have clawed off his arm easy.
I still felt it crawling around in
there. Oh, yeah.
It tried to get out.
It was pickled.
Did you get to choose what you ate?
No, he just said, I'll eat the scorpion.
Oh, I bet he did.
It was smaller than a cockroach.
But I'm gonna tell y'all something.
And, a West Memphis cockroach? Yeah, you got
or like a Waffle House cockroach. I'm gonna tell y'all right now.
Our cockroaches are big.
No, I'm gonna tell y'all something. I will 100 times eat that scorpion over the scorpion pepper. Y'all gotta go back and watch because Laura ate half of the scorpion pepper.
Yeah, I took a little bite.
He took a little bite, and both of them, she was still hurting next day. She was still hurting next day. It was a fun show, though, Doc. We were the first ones. We were his pilot episode, but it's something he's going to do. So maybe Gary and Jamie could be a couple.
Oh, we could be a couple.
Basically.
And it's going to be a game show.
And appearance with a lot of trivia, so I think we could do fairly well, buddy.
We did terrible at Family Feud.
Look at these right here.
Oh, yeah, that's got a story with it.
So was that Fuzzy Bunny or whatever?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Terry said, I don't eat marshmallows.
I thought it was Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny. We're going to do Fuzzy Bunny, though.
Yeah. I don't care for them.
Totally different.
So, look, I said, I don't care for marshmallows. So, Mark said, I'll take it. Because we're going to have to put them in each other's mouth. And then I realized, only one of them got, they had a blindfold. So,
how deep did you go with that?
Well, I told Marty, I said, look, dude, my mouth way bigger than yours. I said, I'm just going to do it. So, Marty literally, he says, go. And it's like, it was like a chipmunk. Next thing you got eight in there. Troy had only put, what, four?
And Laura says she had four, and I stuck another one in Terry's mouth just in case she tried to catch up.
But anyway. And then we did really good on 80s music trivia.
Well, they beat us on that one,
though. Yeah, but it's still, though. They hit 100%.
We did well there, Jamie.
Oh, we did real well. Did real well.
Get it up to like Raymond going, 80s music. Yeah.
But
definitely anyway. 282. Yeah.
Me and Rain Man would have rocked it.
Hot Water Burn Baby.
Yeah, we didn't mess up on the Family Feud. The Family Feud was a little difficult.
Most definitely.
But I hate I missed it.
Y'all can go back and watch it. No, my fault too.
I was sitting at the house and I was like, man, there's something.
It was Whiskey Feud.
I think they're supposed to be on TV today.
Oh, dude. Sure. It was a show.
I would have sucked at Whiskey Feud, but Family Feud, I'm good.
We're going to use mini marks.
We are going to play Family Feud probably day. I think
that's how we get around this.
So one of the first stories here, urgent warning to meat eaters. A scientist discovered pigs with neon blue flesh that may be poisonous.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, was it California?
Well, look, y'all. This look like, dark let me show frogs? You a picture. Let me see if it's going to work. Well, of course not. Let me get the picture where y'all go. Let me see. Anyway, this looks like something from what's that movie with all them blue creatures?
Oh,
the Blue Lagoon.
The Blue Mares.
The
Blue Man Group in Las Vegas.
They live in that movie.
In the virtual world.
Oh, yeah. Crash.
What is it? Whoa.
That's exactly what it looks like. What's that movie called?
Avatar. We do have the movie nerd. We have Wes brother off camera.
So they killed a person instead of a pig?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
That's how Avatar works.
That's a pig.
I hadn't really ever cleaned a wild dog, so I don't know what it's supposed to look
like. They don't look like that.
I don't think blue. Locals have been finding pigs with bright blue flesh since 2015, and we're just not hearing about it.
2015? Okay, that's a minute.
I'm surprised they ain't made it to Arkansas.
What's that blue bugger?
Dude, I bet you could charge extra for it.
I'm blue, but
they believe it's because they consume poison.
Could be. I mean, they eat anything.
Blue corn
or blueberries. If you consistently eat blueberries, wait a minute.
If you were to feed pigs blue corn, would that make them blue?
So, baby food turned my oldest daughter orange.
Yes, I learned that off carrots. The magic school bus.
Yeah. Marty, maybe you're on something.
You'll turn orange.
I'm telling you.
Orange ran bad.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's diphasicone, like blue to make it easily identifiable. Mm. So I guess that's a poison.
So is that their fecal matter?
And apparently it doesn't kill them. No, that's like the poison they were eating, I guess.
Oh, that's the poison.
So are the hogs evolving to eat poison to make themselves poisonous?
Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, evolution.
Mm-hmm. There's apparently a mutant cow born with two heads. So, I think it survived.
So don't eat a blue pig, huh?
Maybe it's a terrorist plot to rob us of all our bacon.
A pork.
They think that's our superpower.
They're robbing us of pork. It's the Muslims. They don't want us to have pork. Nobody's eating pork. They turned all the pork blue. You could. I bet you could sell that for like.
Oh, yeah, more expensive.
Yeah, you could sell
it. We saw alien pork.
I'd still eat it. Like, we're in a water bowl. We're in a bowl band right now.
Every time I walk in West Memphis,
I forget you live in basically Flint, Michigan. All the time.
Yes. So
you got Charlie Dumbbell bowling.
Who else passed through West Memphis at all today?
Every time I passed my phone about jumped off the car.
As soon as I crossed the bridge back into Arkansas today, it went off.
So there's like a national emergency or something.
It is.
I didn't realize that. So is the National Guard going to be in West Memphis sending out water or something?
Look, all I know is I'm raw dogging it. I'm taking showers and everything.
I've heard they've even called in Adam Sandler to try to fix this issue because he is the water.
They don't get that water in your pee hole.
Oh, my God. Marty,
how do you take showers? Mine faces the ground now. They stand it up no more.
You worked on them buttons.
Mine ain't looking up. Mine's looking down.
Oh, don't you worry about it.
But Marco. I take my showers upside down. Marco just bought a golf course. So West Memphis now owns a golf course, and the water runs out at the same time. I wonder if he didn't pay the water bill. He decided to buy the golf course.
Ironically, now, come on, people. He wants to build a water park. Ironically,
there's not enough water to even feed the people, let alone build a water park.
What happened was we have three pumps, and apparently one of them wasn't working.
I didn't know you owned one.
But we're like, yeah, whatever.
Like a breast pump?
Yes, a breast pump. Okay. That's exactly what it was.
No, it would work better if it was.
So apparently we had three. One of them went down, and we're like, you know what? What's the odds that the other two go down at the same time? Guess what?
They all went down.
All the way down.
So I did read that they sent 30 samples of water to the state for a testing. 28 came back fine. Mm-hmm. The last two didn't, and now they were continuing the bull band.
It's like drink at your own risk.
Well, they were still in the bull band. School shut down for a second day.
I think the water we drank back in the day was probably as good as the water failed.
What's wild is we're shut down, but inside our city limits, Marion has a school district, our school in our city limits.
Yeah, but did you see they've like shut off all their water? They allow it for toilet use.
Hey, you can't drink the water if they turn it off.
The water's so bad you can't go to the toilet.
105 degrees, you can't drink water.
No, they bring in bottles. Marion can afford bottles. West Memphis can't.
But what do you do with kids that you have kids that live in West Memphis? They go to school in Marion.
Well, they'll be happy to get over where that bottle of water is. Well,
I mean, they had a bottle drive that I have given out for a bottle.
Yeah, I was going to go. I thought I was giving a bottle of bourbon. I realized it was water.
That's how Marty knew about it. He showed up.
Well, that's
up.
The reason.
Isn't that a bottle drive?
Isn't it a bottle share? No.
Marty was like, dang,
I took out burger.
That's the reason the Fortenberrys did fine, because they don't drink water. They drink beer and whiskey.
You see Marty poke around the corner. Is this a bottle share?
Yesterday after church, we went to a Mexican restaurant in West Memphis. I elected to drink beer because I knew it'd be better for me.
Heck yeah, save me first. You.
I drank.
They're not so proud.
I wouldn't have got water either, Jack.
I didn't even think about that.
To the left hands.
Jeez.
They washed our lettuce in that water. I didn't eat lettuce.
I drank the water.
Who ate lettuce?
No, I didn't eat any lettuce. Who ate that?
If I had lettuce, it fell on my plate by accident.
Was that yesterday? Boy, it feels like a long time ago. Today is National Couples Day. Me and Marty were on the couple show. Jamie and Gary's been accused of being a couple multiple times. Or Jamie and Donnie. You've actually been accused of being a couple with a lot of different people.
Who is your male significant other?
Your heterosexual
life partner.
Oh, God.
Myself.
I don't know. I think me and Jamie got a pretty good shot.
We have a throuple.
We have a throuple.
Jamie and Gary.
Jamie can be in the middle.
We have a throuple.
No, you're definitely.
I regret ever bringing this up.
Yeah, you're definitely the middle guy.
Y'all too, and Andy have a throuple.
I mean, we have some. No, we kicked Andy out.
Our throuple's cuter than y'all's throuple.
Sure, we kicked Andy out.
I'll be in the middle since I don't have a beard.
You're the otter.
I'm the otter.
So look, we're bears. Me and Jamie.
Another
poor
bear. True story.
No,
so,
Lord.
Back when we got. When we went to satellite dish, I forgot what it was using. Direct TV.
I say back when you got money. What?
You were Prime Star.
I had no money now. Job? So me and Derek Russell sit at the house and I'm trying to find something to watch. 1,000 channels, nothing to watch.
It was Prime Star then. It was
look at Prime Star.
I flipped through. I see something called Bear Run. On the logo channel, I'm not sure what the logo channel is, but the Bear Run,
I know it.
They're releasing bears in the wild, whatever.
I mean, you're into that.
I mean, me and Derek watched this for about a good 10, 15 minutes. We realized the bears are referring to are not in nature.
The bears never arrived, did they?
No, they're coming, all right, but it was not arriving.
That's terrible.
That's absolutely terrible.
So it turns out the logo channel has nothing to do with nature.
I remember when that happened, actually.
What?
I think I remember when that happened.
So me and Derek would go to my house after work and sit and just laugh and watch the logo news channel.
That's disturbing.
Together.
It sounds like y'all were coming with justification to continue watching
on the Logan on the show. Same couch together with the same blanket.
They both had secret innuendos, but no one ever got
that. The perfect lead into my next story. The Vikings, Minnesota Vikings, have made news.
Look, I'm just
throwing news. You're throwing them up. They recently identified two nude cheerleaders.
Not nude.
Thank goodness.
Nude.
Not yet. Two new cheerleaders that they've added. And it sounds like Donnie maybe is not even aware of this. So that'll be good. So Donnie here is, and I'm a Vikings fan.
I seen that dude dance.
That's the problem.
Take my guy out.
He's excited to be there.
Hey, he is happy as a mug.
He is.
I mean, look, I bet they're, they both.
Oh, dang.
Enjoying it.
Oh, there's two. I didn't realize there's two of them.
I didn't either.
One's a captain and the other one's not a captain.
Look, the one guy is still in the shower.
I think he was setting an erection until the swelling went down. Just saying.
So why don't NFL cheer squads have like bases like college football where they're actually male cheerleaders that are like picking up women? I don't think these guys are picking up women ever.
In the big time sports, it's not about like college is about still athletic cheerleaders. In the pros, it's not. It's about pretty ladies like and entertainment. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say
this. The palm squads, basically.
From having a daughter who is, I'm not going to say elite, but high level cheer.
Mm-hmm. I would say elite.
Well, okay. Elite
Let's
cheer.
Just say elite.
Watching those guys is impressive.
Yeah.
Dudes are massive. They're mountain
freakishly
men. Not
strong.
Like mountain men, like I look like mountain of a like man.
Brokeback mountain men.
I don't know how many of them are gay, but I know one thing. They are huge men.
They're big guys.
But there's a difference in those types of cheerleaders, right?
This is pretty common now, though.
I know when Arkansas State game, as that last year, there was a male cheerleaders similar to these two guys that was out there cutting it up.
There were male cheerleaders at Williams and places like that that had all the chicks. And they were straight as an arrow there, but they were also massive and just
they're picking up.
They were just cool.
Marion has we have two male cheerleaders, and one was on there last year, and he could hold Maddie one handed.
Well, a lot of people probably could hold Maddie.
Jamie, that's not nearly
crazy out of the room.
It was impressive, nonetheless.
Like if anybody in here can hold Jamie one handed.
Houston, what's his name?
Hey, you know what this tells me? This tells me we can go the NFL, guys.
We can.
We just got to go the cheerleading route.
That's right. We can go be an NFL.
I can't dance as well as that guy can. That much I'm certain of. I have a larger cup size than he does.
I'd break out the sprinkler when I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
That sounds like something Gary would do.
You definitely got less. Yeah, Jamie's got less booty for sure. You do have a bigger cup size.
I'll try to do like the worm. I'd be more like the dead worm across the 50-yard line. I'll roll. If I can't.
Get you out of the worm, it'd be more like snake.
It's hurricane season, boys and girls, and Hurricane Aaron is causing mass hysteria. I guess is what you call it.
Is it an E or an A?
Yeah, that's what I was like.
E-R-I-N. Aaron.
Girl. Aaron.
Let's open those A.
It's a girl. Of course it's a girl.
Aaron.
It, that thing got up to a 5, then it went back
down. Is this one that's way out?
Yeah, they're calling. I saw today. They've evacuated the Outer Banks. They called for 100-foot waves.
Good. I hope the TV show stops now.
This is a high category storm.
I liked the TV show, and then I forgot where I was at.
I did not.
Like, I started watching it, and I was like, I've already seen this season. And I forget where I was at, and I gave up.
I liked it initially.
So my wife was told to watch this Hunting Wives.
Okay, I've been wanting to watch it.
It ain't never porno.
Oh, nice.
So watch. I walked in. What are you watching? She's, I don't know.
What are they hunting for?
Other women and other men and
split tail.
So it's not about the premise that the husbands go hunting and the wives go hunting.
I think the women hunt too. I don't watch a lot of them.
Do they hunt?
Is it about deer hunting?
No.
Is there a tag
limit?
These are pineapple people.
What if you get?
Yeah, they're pineapple.
Are
people.
They?
Do you get more? Do you get more points if you get a banded one?
Can you buy an extra?
Is that
tag?
Is that mean they're banded?
All I know is my wife would watch it. She was uncomfortable.
Is a banded one somebody with a monitor on?
When she got uncomfortable, Jamie, did that mean this is your show? This is show.
Yeah, I had to wait for everybody to leave so I could watch it.
Jamie's gonna be a star on it next year.
It's not a one of those called like a, it's not like a yeah, not reality TV.
But it'd be hilarious if it was closer to like Crocodile Hunter.
Crikey, I see.
That's just weird. That's not what I thought it was.
Yeah, that'd be close to what I would think
it
would be.
Apparently, it's not coping. What a lot of people thought it was.
And you tag them.
The night before the golf tournament, Andy said, Michelle, you ever watch this?
He sounded like it was an old show.
No.
Yeah, so Michelle and Charlie were talking about last night or yesterday. Michelle was like, I was mortified. Charlie, me too. Meanwhile, I'm going.
I thought it was, you know, a show about wives staying at home and your husband going hunting or something. You
well,
know?
That's what I, well, it sounds like it is, mate.
Yeah.
I
thought it was like wives that hunt.
I didn't watch what I mean?
So it's about swingers.
They're snake hunting.
They're doing something. Yeah, snake hunting. There you go. Snake.
Maybe they're grub hunters.
Yeah. Right, bobcat. Cat and snake hunting.
They're cougars hunting. That's what they are. They're cub hunting.
Good times.
Well, that's good. Weird. Real good times. I got to watch a documentary last night on Netflix about this girl that was disappeared from a cruise. You guys seen this?
I have heard about it. I haven't seen it.
You saw it with? No, so in 1998, she just disappeared. And they think that...
she went overboard.
Well, people thought that, but they never found any evidence of her going overboard. And but
kind of what happens.
There's multiple people that think she was taken off, and they've seen her since then, like she was being trafficked into sex slavery.
Oh.
In Carousel. Carousel.
So, maybe she just got off the boat somewhere and was like, you know what? I love it here. I'm not going
expeditions,
home.
You know?
No, she disappeared before she got off the boat this morning.
Before they hit one of the... No.
I'm opening this right now.
What? Jamie's about to open a whiskey?
Yes. Oh,
what do you got there, Jamie?
I know. I can't see nothing but a screen.
What'd you get out of what I got? What'd you get out of Wes's stash? Huh?
Forget about that. No. Yeah, there's still time to find her, guys. Let's open this bottle of bourbon.
Old brother Fordberry was nice enough to procure this for me.
Hold on. I want to clarify something with everybody out there. Since you've become a legend, you have at least bought 4 bottles in the last 2 weeks.
Hey, showing out.
Big money.
Yeah, so y'all can't see next to me. Yeah, I have more bourbon sitting next to me at T's house than I have at my house.
Yeah, but you explained everybody why. That's why you still got some in it.
Yes.
Because if it's here, you can't drink it.
If it was at home, it would be empty.
It would
be
consumed.
Yes. So I polished off my Las Noches yesterday.
Oh.
But so.
Your what?
Las Noches.
Oh, Las Noches.
So this is a short barrel, a 4-grain.
Which is probably the most rare bottle he's ever had.
Is it really? I have no idea.
It probably was.
No idea.
The Las Noches?
Yeah. Oh, probably. Las Noches? Okay, yeah. I'm going to get another one now. That's one of my favorites.
That's brand new,
too. You can probably get that Las Noches in one or two places. But
I'll walk right down the road from where I can get it. So anyway, so this is a 4-barrel, 4-grain Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, 92 proof.
Ooh. 92 proof.
That's from crushable.
But it's crushable.
You know, 4-grain has a nice grainy.
So short barrel is one of my favorites.
Did you hear that?
What do you know about short barrel, Jamie?
I know they're short and they're in barrels.
I agree with
where
you.
Where are they out of?
They're one of my favorite.
Kentucky.
Georgia.
No, Georgia.
They source their whiskey from Indiana.
What Kentucky, I know is
primarily MGP. They bring it into Georgia and they age it in the Georgia heat. And it does good things to it. I got a lot of short barrel.
Do they not have a partnership with the Masters? What's going on?
So
here?
Short barrel and Crittenden are two of my favorites. And you know, I'm not a bourbon nerd or I'm a legend just because I pay the fees.
You pay the fees.
I pay the fees.
You pay the fees to be a legend.
Like a fraternity.
Yeah. It's like a fraternity.
You know a nerd.
Dude.
That is highly crushable.
Yeah, I think that's good.
The nose does not remind me of a typical 4-grain. I don't get any of the mantiness up there.
Yeah, so I get a waiter.
I like waiters.
No, I said wiener.
I like
those.
That's what
I like. Glizzies as well. They're pretty good.
I like that. That's dude. If you're starting out and getting ready for blind,
summertime drink.
Oh, that would be good used in some cocktails.
Whiskey sour.
Yes, something where you're not trying to get just demolished.
Even old fashioned, it'd be pretty good, I think.
Well, all the different grains actually come through there.
They do.
Get the corn. The barley.
That's good.
Barley on the back.
Thank you. I will pay you for that. I guess I got to pay for that.
Hold your breath, Wes. Hold your breath.
Hold your breath.
You'll be even redder than Marty is today.
Man, it's got a good flavor and it's smooth.
It's a good.
I had to start wearing makeup.
Yeah, you know, it is a very, very crushable pour. I like that.
Mm.
So, salute to Short Barrel.
I don't know if he's listening, John
Jacob. Yeah. Oh, did you? So,
thank you, John
Jacob Hammer Smith.
If y'all in Memphis, check out Hadley's.
Yeah. Yes, Hadley's bar or pub is a bar and grill. And they also have one of the best. What do we get over there all the time? The poppers.
Oh yeah,
they got good fried food anyway. This
I gotta go over
food.
There, man.
Have you dude? Hadley's is really good.
It's a cool place. Great, yep. And tell John that Wes sent you.
Yeah, you will get the red carpet rolled out.
One more story.
Yeah, I'll just go with Wes.
Oh, you do that too? Yeah.
I'd be careful with that. He draws a certain type of audience.
Like he pulls a picture. He posts a picture on Facebook that it says is at Hadley's. It has. His whole reservation, he's a reservation spot.
West stay a long time.
Nice.
Yeah.
They West stay a long time. They have a table right beside the window waiting for him.
Yeah,
a new study has revealed the most popular fast food chains in America.
I thought we've been through this.
We did this one.
No, it's burgers. coming in number six, top six.
Taco Bell.
No.
What?
Papa John's was number six.
What?
Now, fast number food? Five kind of surprised me. But I missed Pizza Hut was number five.
I didn't know pizza was still around.
That's because they're not here.
They're not here.
You miss Pizza Hut.
Pizza? Our old Pizza Hut. I love that damn
Pizza Hut. I ordered Domino's.
Pizza Hut. Domino's has a pizza crust. It's just like a
pan.
Yeah, it's a pan. It's a pan.
I can't get into Domino's. No. I've never been able to.
I like Domino's.
Why? Because it's always busy.
Maybe that too. I don't know. I think it's
hot sauce. I prefer Papa John's over any of them.
Papa John's is okay.
We can order
Pizza Hut, like a real good Pizza Hut deep dish pizza, old school. That's fire.
Yeah, Pizza Hut's great. We can order Domino's and have it, no joke, to the house in like 20, 25 minutes.
Well, Domino's is actually number two on the list.
Number four,
Starbucks, three, Chick-fil-A, and number one, McDonald's, which is kind of ironic given McDonald's did not make the top 10 of the burgers, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what you read off is consistency.
It is.
Yeah, they're all
McDonald's,
there.
McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, not Taco Bell.
Domino's,
Papa John's, those are always, you know what you're going to get every single time.
Well, you know, and before we got our little Domino's here, I never ate Domino's. And now it's like the fastest, quickest.
It is.
It's not bad. They really, there's actually, I saw it on YouTube, a special where they talked about the start of Domino's Pizza. It's really interesting if you look for something to watch.
When I was in Durant, Oklahoma working, we was in the middle of a deluge. And I'm like, I'm not going out
to find it.
It was raining like a cow pissing on a flat rock.
Huh. It splatters.
Splattering rain.
So I was like, I'm not going out to get my get food. So I get Domino's delivered. Well, I mean, it was raining so hard, it was coming inside my apartment under the door.
Uh-huh.
And the door, there's a knock on the door. I go to open it to get my pizza. And there's this little young girl. And it is pouring rain on her. And I was like, you want to step inside just to get out of the rain? She looked horrified.
Her eyes probably got
she must have heard about you.
That's mine.
She stood outside and I'm getting my food, get my credit card.
She probably took a step back too.
Jamie opened the pizza box and ate pizza.
You know what's going through her mind? Her first day on the job, she saw a video that said, it showed a man with a beard standing at a door and says, come on in.
Come on in.
It's cooler.
He had like 3 buttons.
No, he didn't, Donnie.
He had a shirt on.
Apron is all he had on was an apron. He had no shirt on.
I probably had a wife beater on. So if she chose the deluge, then walk inside my house just 2 feet.
I agree with her decision.
Her first day on the job.
You know what? Every sketch I've ever seen looks like Jamie. They all have
it does.
Hey, and he was probably, you were probably a six pack in, weren't you?
Oh, probably so.
Yeah, he was feeling right about that term.
Did you immediately regret offering that as soon as you said it?
I mean, no.
I don't know if everybody realized, but we were under attack this evening. I don't know if y'all knew or not. First time ever.
That's
we were under a bot attack. We were under a bot attack.
Yeah.
A what? So we have we have reached a milestone. A bot was attacking the chat on YouTube.
Oh, but how about let's say
they don't advertise in the NFL. So hey, we're fixing to switch gears. Talk about the NFL. Real quick.
Well, let's tell everybody on while we're talking about this. Everybody on YouTube, we thank you all y'all ratchets for trying to protect us.
Well, I had to change their ratchet because I had to change them from a standard for a few of those guys to change them to a
They were fighting a war.
Oh, so we had a serious attack.
It was going back and forth.
That's why I kept showing Terry my phone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's all right. We had people come to our defense.
We did.
Y'all have to fill me in on this. We'll get off here.
Yeah, we will. Actually, we'll say Family Feud for next episode. But there was one more story. Now I forgot
Did we want to talk about MSNBC?
That's the story. MSNBC. Let me look it up. Or Gary, if you already know about it, talk
MSNBC.
About it.
So MSNBC apparently cannot have NBC or the Peacock no more, and they got to change their name.
That's what she said.
Because they will no longer be – I don't think they'll be affiliated with NBC no more.
So NBC took the Peacock from them.
They took the cock from me, you know.
See, I wasn't going to go there. It's low-hanging fruit. You're better than that, Gary.
Here we go. Gary, I actually thought you knew more details. Than that, but there it is. MS Now.
Mississippi Now.
You see, there's no Peacock.
Oh, that's the acronym. MSNOW.
My Source News Opinion World.
Doesn't flow.
That's stupid.
All right, how long do you think till this place goes bankrupt?
Can you click on opinion?
It's even a dumb, like, logo.
Nothing.
It is a very dumb logo. It looks like they're defending loans for veterans.
It says,
am I the only one?
That ain't a flag.
This is Mississippi Now.
I think it's a single woman named
Mississippi Now.
That's where you pay your parking tickets.
Am I the only one that envisions a room full of people and they go, all right, we need a new logo. And somebody goes, I got an idea. MS Now. What's that stand for? My Source News Opinion World. And everybody goes, wow, what a great idea. And then it rolls out and you're like, okay, that's terrible.
What if it was some girl? She said, we missed right now.
Just like that. It used to be Microsoft. So it used to be MSNBC.
Yes.
Right?
Well, at least it's not MS-13, I guess.
It may be better.
Yeah, that could be MS-14.
Little Chapo. El Chapo's going to be the head of the... Wait a minute, he wouldn't know where MS-13
is. If I had a news station and it was going to be on Channel 13 locally, I would call it MS-13.
MS-13, that would be pretty sweet.
Well, good luck, MS Now, but I think your days are numbered.
Jeez.
I think their days are numbered.
MS Now. Get rid of it now.
Then your whole news station gets deported. You're all gone.
Wow.
That's the press secretary.
Yes.
Do we really care about opinion? That's a good
point. Well, look at that. That's some handsome fellas.
Where?
Oh, they are.
All right, let's go to chat real quick since we were attacked this evening.
Do we need to mention the chat?
Hey, so first of all, we got
Locktar is live here in just a minute.
Yes. Y'all go check out Locktar. Before you do check out Locktar, give us some loves with the thumbs.
We got 75 viewing. I don't know that real or not. It may just be the attack bots, but we love them bots if they give us 75 viewers. Show me the proof in the house, Roy P. Maybe if we change our name, people will come back to watch us.
Yeah, we didn't invite the bots back. We got 73 watching.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, bots, y'all feel free to come back.
But just don't say anything crazy. Hey,
you know what, though? People like to go to war. Maybe our moderators like going to war.
Everybody gets a ranch. That's our rule. And I think
the standard moderators apparently can't do as much as like a managing moderator.
So you
now
know
Tom
what?
Black, he's controller.
We have friends that will go to war against bots.
If you don't beat somebody with your range, it gets taken away.
Oh, Roy meant the MS Now. Yeah. So please come back and watch us now.
So Tom Black's like Will Smith and iRobot. He's fighting off on them robots, huh?
You got Tracy here. I bet she was trying to fight. There they are.
Okay, here we go.
There's our bots.
Welcome back, bot.
Shout out to the NFL 223.5.
Look at them in the stream with the comments.
Bro. Yeah, thank you, NFL. As long as they subscribe.
Hey, it's the CBS. So CBS was watching this, huh?
Oh, because I missed all this.
Yeah, 7 p.m.
We're sponsored by the NFL.
Okay. Locktar is probably on now. We're done with this.
Probably what it is. We start talking about the cheerleaders of the NFL. Said, wait a second.
Wait a second.
A lot of people in the chat.
Maybe they say,
not so fast.
Not so fast.
Bourbon Hall's in the chat. We got Old Fashioned Ways in the chat.
Josephus comedy.
Yeah, did I see you on Doc Martinez show? Josephus, you must be late to this show because we talked about it.
Roy P.
But
Keith
yes,
P.
y'all did.
Yes, Marty and I won the first couple's challenge.
Oh, he's
y'all
come
better
back.
Look out.
Back.
Y'all better look out. The bot's back.
Yeah,
not over here. He's not.
Is it Tom Black?
Yeah, he's back.
He's back. The bot's back.
Who Skynet is traveling the world right now?
Good. All right, I'm gonna hit that button, y'all.
No,
I gotta hit the button.
You take all the magic away.
Well, I can't help.
Save me from my own pride. Change me for my final ride. Oh, walk me to the riverside. And lead me while my mother cries. Cause somebody done took from an outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this outlaw.